Well, hello, this is Thompson Smiley, back again with a clip from the May Smiley's Picks, as it appears in the Louisville magazine and occasionally as now on air with WUOL. My guest this morning is Kim Spence, who's the associate curator at the Speed Museum. Kim, imagine my surprise upon perusing the Courier Journal about a few days back to see staring out at me one of the world's truly great paintings and great popular paintings, with the stunning news that it's leaving Rome and coming to Louisville. Explain, please.
We have a fabulous opportunity here for Louisville viewers. We are bringing one of the great masterpieces of one of the groundbreaking artists of the 17th century, Caravaggio, to the museum. We are borrowing the fortune tellers from the Capitoline Museums in Rome. And it will be here for a very limited time, from May 18th to June 5th.
That's short, isn't it?
It is short, but it's going to be here for a brief period before it goes on to be included in an exhibition on Caravaggio and his followers in Rome, which is going to the National Gallery of Canada, and then on to the Kimball Museum in Fort Worth.
I mean, it's really extraordinary, isn't it? I mean, here you are talking about some of the world's great art galleries and one of the great collections, and we in Louisville are getting not just a taste of it, but, I mean, a really spectacular offering.
Absolutely. I mean, this painting has only been in the United States one other time, to my knowledge. It came about 21 years ago for an exhibition at the Met. So the opportunity to see this painting in particular in the United States is incredibly rare.
And to see it here in Louisville and up close. It seems to me the Speed is going through a really booming period at the moment. The Monet exhibition, I thought, was like four times grander and five times better than I could ever have dreamt. And now this.
I agree. I was in the galleries the other day and someone was leaving Impressionist landscapes and they said they thought it was one of the best. This is just something I overheard, but it was one of the best exhibitions they'd ever seen the museum do. And this is really quite a coup for any museum, but particularly to bring it here to Louisville.
I mean, am I allowed to ask you, why Louisville? I mean, did you hear it was coming to the Kimball and you intercepted it or something or made an offer?
Well, discussions actually began about a year or so ago. Our director, Charles Venable, has been trying to think really in creative ways about how to bring great art to Louisville. And he's done it by connecting with other institutions. We have three really special loans here at the museum from St. Louis. And about a year or so ago, he contacted an organization in New York called FIAC. It's the Foundation for Italian Art and Culture. And their whole purpose of being is to enhance knowledge and understanding of Italian art and culture. And they act as an intermediary between American institutions and Italian institutions. And he said, you know, it would be really great if we could bring a Caravaggio to Louisville. And a few months ago, that phone call paid off. They said, well, you know, they called back and said, this painting is going to be coming here for this exhibition. And would there be interest in having it at the Speed? And so, of course, we said, of course.
Of course, you said, of course.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, it's hard, obviously, on the radio to get people enthused about a painting. But it's one of these pieces that the moment people see it, they say, oh, my God, it's that painting.
Exactly. I mean, it's this great image of this young dandy and all his finery. And he is having his fortune told by this young gypsy girl. And there's this wonderful kind of psychological connection between the boy and the girl, you know, their eyes connecting. But little does he know that while he thinks he's having his fortune told and while he's flirting with this young girl, she's actually slipping a gold finger from his hand.
Yes.
So there's a little bit of hidden deceit there as well.
Yeah. It's interesting how fashions change, isn't it? I mean, for the last 30 or 40 years, I suppose Caravaggio has really been about the hottest painter of the period internationally, and people go to Rome exclusively or almost exclusively to visit Caravaggio. And yet, 100 years ago, I mean, people would have climbed over Caravaggio to get to Guido Reni, for example.
Absolutely. And artists do tend to come in and out of fashion. I mean, Caravaggio was one of the hottest artists working in Rome during his lifetime. I mean, he did have people who thought some of what he was doing was not really appropriate for religious subjects. But
Well, it wasn't, was it?
A lot of what he was doing really wasn't. I mean, he was showing saints with dirty fingernails and dirty feet, and he is supposedly to have used a prostitute as a model for the Virgin Mary.
I mean,
exactly.
A drowned prostitute.
Exactly.
Sort of dragged out the Tiber and carried to a studio. I mean, if that story is true, I mean, that would be horrifying to a devout Catholic
Well, audience. Even the depiction of her as this, even if she wasn't true, if the story is not true, here she is kind of bloated, and you're seeing her feet and her ankles and her legs. And, you know, it was just not what people were used to seeing.
The other thing is the habit of really picking people up off the streets as well, making them models. I mean, the old chap who's crucified as St. Peter, I think, crops up in a number of his paintings.
Yes.
in different guises. And, of course, the life of Caravaggio itself is more dramatic than any opera you could think of.
He would have been on every entertainment magazine on television these days. You know, he was arrested multiple times for various infractions, from, you know, minor things like throwing stones at one of his old landlady's houses to throwing a plate of artichokes at a waiter to ultimately killing someone in a duel.
Near the Piazza Navona, I think,
yes.
Wasn't it? And
yes.
Then he had to flee, and he went to Naples, and he painted some great stuff there. And so on round the Mediterranean. And he died young, like so many of the great, relatively young.
Exactly. He died when he was just 39. So we can only imagine how many more fabulous paintings he would have created had he lived longer.
Well, like you, I mean, I developed my initial passion for Caravaggio visiting Rome many years ago. But it seems to me in the last 10 or 15 years, he's become just the name. I mean, I'm to declare a conflict of interest. I'm on the board of the Italian Cultural Institute, and we gave a scholarship last year to a young artist to go and study Caravaggio, and she's done a sort of retrospective which will be the centerpiece of a weekend in the fall which the Italian Cultural Institute is doing just in celebration of Caravaggio. I mean, it's, you don't need another excuse.
Exactly. And last year in Italy, there was a, you know, just a one-word exhibition, Caravaggio!
Yes.
And then we have this exhibition here in Canada and the United States that's going to focus on him and his followers, this incredible influence that he had on artists at the time.
He was amazingly provocative. I mean, to go back to this thing about dragging bodies out the Seine and trying to pass them off as the Virgin Mary, but, you know, cheeky, provocative statues with a faintly homoerotic tone at sometimes. I think that's often overstated.
Yes.
But certainly the images of John the Baptist and stuff like that. You know, you can imagine somebody paying for a statue of John the Baptist or a painting of John the Baptist, expecting something off the top of a chocolate box, you know, with a halo behind him, and you get this cheeky street urchin.
Exactly. And he did pull people off the street. You know, the girl in this painting is thought to be an actual gypsy girl that he pulled off the street. But I think that what you're talking about is also contributes to his great success, because it really was able to engage people in a psychological way. I mean, you really felt the pain and agony of the saints. You felt, you know, when St. Paul is being converted and he's having this incredibly religious experience. I mean, Caravaggio brings you into that.
Oh, very much so. But again, imagine if you'd commissioned that painting, looking for a nice plaster saint, and instead what you get is the horse's ass, basically, with the saint on the sidelines. So he's provocative. Even now he's got the power to shock, hasn't he?
He really does. He really does. And, you know, these great compositions where you see the foot of Saint Matthew sticking out at you, and it's a dirty little calloused foot.
Yes. And he was one of the models he probably picked up on the steps of the Spanish... No, he didn't, because the Spanish steps hadn't been built in those... Never mind, let's not get into that. Well, quickly, some details. The dates again?
This painting will be on view at the Speed from Wednesday, May 18th until Sunday, June 5th.
And how do we get to see it?
It will be on view in one of the original 1927 galleries. So when you come to the museum, hopefully for the last weekend of Impressionist Landscapes, it will be open to the public.
Well, take 10 seconds just to develop that thought, because if you haven't seen the landscapes, you've done yourself a great disservice. You can combine the two?
Exactly. For the last weekend of the run of the Impressionist Landscape show, Caravaggio will also be on view. So it's a double whammy.
Thank you very much indeed, Kim, and congratulations.
Thank you. We're quite proud. Thanks.